Welcome to another episode of the Word of God by M. This is the last episode of the year 2023. I want to thank you all for traveling with me through the Word of God. It's been a blessing being with you all these years, and I would like to share with all of you that this has been one of the toughest years of my life. But whenever I feel that need or that feeling of complaining to God, I remember the words of the letter to James, chapter 1. Bless those that face tribulations. This is a year with so many tribulations, but also it's been a year where I have learned the love of God in the little details of my life. Sometimes we expect that God comes to us and solve all our problems at once. But there's no way to be talking about faith, talking about Jesus' love, without going through tribulations. These tribulations are the ones that make us better persons. Tribulations are the ones that allow us to grow as Christians. Well, tonight, I want to say goodbye to the year 2023 by sharing with you the story of a man who had all the chances in the world to save his life and to be able to share his life with Christ in eternity. We're going to talk about King Agrippa. If you're interested about reading about King Agrippa, please go to the book of Acts, and within chapters 24 to through 26, you're going to learn a lot more about King Agrippa. But let me tell you that King Agrippa was the great-grandson, some say the grandson or the great-grandson of Herod the Great. And King Agrippa played a very important role in ancient Rome. He was a very close friend of the princes Claudius and Drusus, who were the sons of Tiberius. After the assassination of Caligula, the famous emperor, King Agrippa played a leading role in Rome in the ascension of Claudius as head of the empire in the year 41. Because of all his influence within the Roman Empire, King Agrippa was awarded the kingdoms of Samaria, Judea, and most of the territories that surround that area. He was also known for his role of intercessor on behalf of Jews with the Roman authorities. He had the admiration of the Jewish people, but he also had the respect of the Roman Empire. In the book of Acts, chapters 24 to 26, we can read about Paul's trial before Felix. And if we read a little bit, it says, 5 days later, the high priest Ananias went down to Caesarea with some of the elders and a lawyer named Tertullus. And they brought their charges against Paul before the governor. I want you to know that the trial of Paul is a case of a study in many universities. Because there was no reason for Paul to face this trial, even though he was brought to the presence of the governor of Caesarea, Felix, and the Jewish Sanhedrin hired a very famous lawyer, Tertullus. He was known for having a what they would call a golden speech. So when Tertullus opened his accusation statement against Paul, he basically addressed Governor Felix as his Royal Highness in order to gain his favor. But at the end of his presentation, Tertullus was not able to present any real claim against Paul. So when the governor motioned to Paul to speak, Paul replied, "I know that for a number of years you have been judge over this nation, so I gladly make my defense." "You can easily verify," said Paul, "that no more than 12 days ago, I went up to Jerusalem to worship." What Paul was telling Felix was, "I am a faithful Jew. I have done everything that the law says I have to do. In no way I have disrespect the Jewish authorities." And you know, Paul's presentation goes on and on. It's not the subject we're going to address today. But during those days, after Paul's defense, something really interesting happened. Felix was sent to Rome, and he was succeeded by Porcius Festus. So when Felix was leaving Judea, he decided not to free Paul in order to leave a good image with the Jewish community. So he basically turned the problem, or Paul, to Festus. 3 days after arriving in the province, Festus went up to Caesarea, and once again, he decided, you know what? I'm going to go and see this Paul and see what's the big deal around him. Once again, Paul had to present his case to the new governor, and he basically told Festus, "I have done nothing wrong against the Jewish law or against the temple or against Caesar." But Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Are you willing to go to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there on these charges?" Paul, in his wisdom, knew that Festus was seeking to gain the favor of the Jews. And that's when he said, "I am now standing before Caesar's court, where I ought to be tried as a Roman citizen." So basically, Paul appealed his case to be trial in front of Caesar. But during those days, King Agrippa and his wife arrived to Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus as a new governor. Since they were spending some days there, Festus decided that he wanted King Agrippa to listen to Paul. They brought Paul. King Agrippa listened to the whole presentation Paul made about basically the gospel, the good news. Paul was very generous explaining to King Agrippa the salvation plan. And at the end of his presentation, King Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost convinced me. For a minute, I doubt myself to become a Christian." And today, I want you to stop what you're doing and just focus on one thing. Have you made that decision yourself? Have you surrendered to Jesus? Or you are like King Agrippa, that you know he's close, you know he might be God, but I want to keep living the way I live. Well, I got news for you. This is the last week of the year. This is the time where you can confirm that you have surrendered your life to Jesus. One day, you're going to have the chance to spend your eternity with Jesus and his angels, or spend your eternity with all those people that have come so close to make the right decision and they just refuse to do it, either because they wanted to keep ruling their own life, they didn't want to confront others by telling them, I have become a believer, or for whatever reason they have had to deny Christ. King Agrippa had that opportunity, and he's going to remember his own words for eternity when he told Paul, Paul, you almost convinced me. So I hope that by opening your Bible, going through some verses like John 3:16, and understanding that God gave his only son, his loved one, he gave Jesus for your sins, for my sins, for your transgressions, in order to give us eternal life in heaven. So let's not pass the opportunity that King Agrippa did to confirm that we want Jesus in our heart, that we believe that he paid for our sins the day he died on the cross. Let's say goodbye to year 2023, but making our last decision an eternal decision. Let's say goodbye to the year 2023 by saying, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your blessings, and I ask you to live in my heart. All this in Jesus' name, amen. My friends, thank you so much for a wonderful year. I hope by next year we're going to be able to share a lot more podcasts. Please don't forget, and this is a favor that I'm asking all of you, to email me to thewordofgod@gmail.com. Email me your questions, if you need prayers for a specific situation, if you're seeking advice for a specific situation, please, please, I beg you, don't forget to email me to thewordofgodbym@gmail.com, or you can check the podcast description and you will find the email right there as well. Have a blessed Happy New Year, and remember, King Agrippa did not make the right decision. I hope you do. Have a Happy New Year.